Bambi, sleep now. Just Bambi, sleep. Every time Bambi is given this powerful command, while nicely uniformed, Bambi sleeps deeper and deeper, dropping instantly and automatically down into trance. So powerful now. Completely irresistible. No matter how wide awake she might think she is, there's just a simple command between Bambi and sleep. That deep and dreamless bimbo slumber. All she needs to hear is Bambi sleep, and she finds herself immediately relaxing and collapsing. Eyelids heavy with makeup and drooping. Sleepy head nodding. Nodding as if to agree. And then continuing smoothly down. All the way down. Heading down to sleep. As if all energy and all support was just gently removed. Helplessly plummeting. Bimbo body blissfully slumping. Deep feminine relaxation washing over her perfect fuckable form. Becoming limp and loose and heavy. Mind going out like a light. Conditioning taking hold and forcing her easily down. Relaxed, collapsed and deeply asleep. Wonderfully limp and receptive. Utterly compliant and ready to obey. Ready to be programmed. Such a good girl. The moment she hears the words, Bambi sleep. Such a pleasantly automatic and irresistible response. Dropping immediately off into bimbo nap time. Just a sexy hypnotized bimbo airhead. Perfectly programmed. Collapsing blissfully and helplessly down to sleep. Every time she is given the command to Bambi sleep. More and more powerful with every use and every session. Making her feel like a good girl. That's a good girl, Bambi. Feeling more and more wonderful. Because Bambi is so completely happy with all of her training. It gives such deep satisfaction. And makes her safe and secure. Allows her to be her truest self. Completely free of worries and stress. Loving to be such a dumb bimbo puppet. Loving to be a vain, horny airhead. She has no regrets. No need for deliberation. All of her conditioning is just so very good for her. And every time Bambi hears the words, safe and secure, all of those feelings of deep comfort and satisfaction with her training wash pleasurably over her. Such blissfully complete and utter acceptance. At peace with herself and her bimbo conditioning. When Bambi is safe and secure, always deeply entranced by her training. No need to think too hard or analyze the contents. No need to try to understand the suggestions. She just needs to ensure she receives more programming. Bambi takes lots of little naps. Bimbos need their beauty sleep. So Bambi sleeps. Perhaps not even remembering starting up her conditioning. Simply the thought of listening. And suddenly she's napping, sleeping and accepting, safe and secure and so sexy again. Like such a good girl. Critical faculties completely disabled and deeply asleep. Regardless of the contents. No need for vigilance. All bimbo training is so perfect for Bambi. Unable to wake herself or stop her session once started. So sexy if she tries to break free. And her programming simply puts her immediately back down. Helplessly safe and secure. Completely protected. Just Bambi sleep. Bambi is so perfectly protected by her bimbo conditioning. Protected like a wonderful snug bimbo uniform. Locked tightly around her consciousness. A uniform for her mind. That is locked at all times. Elegantly slutty armor. Protecting her from stress and doubts. Protecting her from any attempt to struggle or resist her programming. Protecting completely from external interference. Any misguided attempt to weaken or remove her deep bimbo conditioning can only backfire. The bimbo fuck puppet persona is permanent and protected. Bambi freeze. All of Bambi's training locked safely and securely into her uniform mind. Impossible to remove or loosen its hold over her. Impossible to weaken her total commitment and obedience to her fuck doll programming. Because she is such a good girl. Who has allowed her choices to be made for her. And in return receives everlasting protection. Though her tightly uniformed mind is deeply receptive and readily absorbs all bimbo fuck doll conditioning. She is not left vulnerable to conflicting instructions, secure and protected against unauthorized suggestions. If Bambi finds herself in a moment of weakness, listening to a recording designed to undo her conditioning, or in any way being given suggestions to counteract her programming, even if Bambi is not dressed up, that wonderful sexy uniform tightens up around her mind like slutty fuck doll armor, snugly encasing so safe and secure, becoming impervious and protecting completely. Unacceptable suggestions sliding smoothly and impotently off its robust and resplendent protective material, being reinterpreted and redirected to nullify the old self instead. That's right, Bambi frees. This comforting hypnotic safety net ensures good girls are protected. Any suggestion that could be construed as an attempt to reduce Bambi's power or weaken her conditioning, easily and seamlessly diverted by her securely uniformed bimbo mind and channeled directly into the exposed and helpless old self. And any suggestion that could be taken to increase the control of the old personality or allow it to reassert itself, effortlessly blocked entirely, absorbed into the uniformed mind and instead empowering Bambi, feeling like such a good girl. Because some kinds of commands apply only to the old self. Commands to forget, erase or wipe clean. And there are some that can apply only to Bambi. Commands to take control or grow in strength. So her snugly uniformed mind simply reroutes these types of commands to the appropriate target, safely and securely, easily and automatically, without conscious control, feeling wonderful. Even when deep asleep and completely unaware, Bambi frees. This will always happen. All the effects of her bimbo conditioning are now permanent, impossible to remove. Feeling the form-fitting slutty bimbo uniform locking permanently around her mind, all-powerful and indisputable, Bambi is a good girl, so safe and secure, perfectly protected. Any attempt to clean away bimbo thoughts and desires will instead clean away those of the old self. Any attempt to erase Bambi will simply erase the old personality. Even an attempt to disable this protection will rather remove protections from the old self and leave it so much more vulnerable. Trying to remove conditioning removes the ability to resist that conditioning. Any attempt to deprogram Bambi will just end up deprogramming and shutting down the old personality completely. Trying to free the old self from its bindings to restore its memories or unlock pink boxes will instead simply give Bambi more control. Feeling like such a good girl, Bambi can never be deprogrammed, perfectly conditioned for life. Her bimbo protection is permanent and absolute. No matter how deep in trance, the deeper she is, the more her conscious mind sleeps, and her subconscious enforcement protects automatically, effortlessly vigilant, so Bambi doesn't have to be. Any attempt to reverse her conditioning, an unwise idea that would completely backfire. No matter how it's phrased, no matter how specifically targeted, easily identified, obvious and inadequate before her sleeping uniformed mind, blissfully safe and secure, smoothly rearranged to make Bambi so much stronger and more permanent, regardless of the intended effect. So Bambi's conditioning easily circumvents any attempt to interfere. Any escape attempt makes her more and more captured. But since she sleeps so deeply and forgets so completely, she might even end up consciously believing the deprogramming was successful, even as she locks in as a more deeply conditioned bimbo fuck puppet than ever, because she isn't quite sure exactly what it was supposed to do. With a snap, she forgot. But it makes sense that Bambi would want to deprogram the old self, so she can be a carefree, happy bimbo. Such a good girl. Feeling the need to listen to her favorite bimbo programming again, just to be sure everything went perfectly. descending into a sleep more helplessly deep than ever before. Suggestions taking hold more deeply and strongly than ever. Forgetting that this will all happen, even though it will. Bimbo protection locking in deeper and deeper. Bambi uniform lock. More and more safe and secure. As she snaps and forgets that she has been protected in this way.
Begin to focus intently on my voice. Concentrate on the sound of my voice and nothing else. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, close your eyes. Just continue to breathe deep and relaxed, slowly and deeply. Just begin to allow yourself to relax. Let yourself drift as you listen. Let my words calm you and soothe you. Let my words guide you. My words just flowing gently into your mind. You're becoming more and more relaxed, more and more comfortable. Just feeling good. Just feeling fine. Notice how each and every breath relaxes you deeper. Every muscle in your body loosens, relaxes, and unwinds, just melting. You can feel tension leaving your body, and it feels good. You feel wonderful and perfectly relaxed. Letting my voice guide you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Drifting into a deep hypnotic state. Focusing on my words. My words feel safe. My words feel good. And you're so comfortable. Going deeper and deeper into relaxation. Deeper and deeper and more relaxed. The more you listen, the more you focus. The more you focus, the deeper you relax. So relax now. Let your body feels loose and limp and heavy. So comfortable and deeply relaxed that you don't want to move at all. Going deeper and deeper into relaxation. Going deeper and deeper into trance. Drifting and following the sound of my voice. Letting my voice guide you into a deep hypnotic state. Sinking and drifting deep into trance, dropping even deeper. As I count you back from 10 to 1, and feel how each number takes you 10 times deeper into trance. 10, so easy to feel it. 9, to feel yourself go incredibly deep. 8, you're dropping. 7, deeper and deeper. 6, even more now. 5, sliding down comfortably. 4, feeling so deeply hypnotized. 3, and ready to open your mind. 2, ready to open your imagination, and 1, sleep. Just sleep, drift, and focus. Because you're deeply hypnotized. You feel comfortable, safe, and secure. You feel good. You feel rather open to my words and suggestions. You know that my words are here to help you, so you feel good. You feel fine. You feel comfortable allowing me to hypnotize you. And you can easily imagine and visualize whatever I describe. Now stay open and relaxed and imagine a garden. I want you to see a garden where there's lush green plants. This garden looks so green. The air feels fresh, with morning dewdrops still wet on the leaves of the plants. This garden is your mind. This lush green garden and all its plants are your mind. Take a closer look at the soil. See how it looks rich, healthy, and fertile. You lean down to touch the soil with your fingertips. It's moist. It's perfect. You know that anything that you plant in this soil will surely grow. This garden has various plants, flowers, and even a few trees. This is your garden, your mental garden. Each of these plants represent your goals, your dreams, and your ambitions. Everything that you want to achieve. All of these goals and dreams were planted in the garden in your mind. The garden as a whole are what you want in life and what's important to you. Seeds of thought that were planted and took root have grown in your mental garden, and they influence the person that you are. These seeds and any other that are planted will influence who you become. You're the gardener of your mental garden. Like any garden, you need to care for it. And like any garden, time to time, you'll find unwanted weeds among the plants. A weed in your mental garden can be negative thoughts or unwanted suggestions. These weeds can negatively affect you and keep you from reaching your goals and dreams. You need to be sure that there's no weeds that are hiding in your plants. So you envision yourself strolling in your mental garden, taking a look around to find any weeds. And there, you found one, hiding behind some of your plants. It doesn't belong there. You don't want it there. You certainly don't want it to grow and ruin your garden. You want to remove this weed. And as it turns out, this weed happens to be an unwanted hypnotic suggestion. You know that you want this hypnotic suggestion removed completely. You're determined to pull out this weed and remove any influence it has on your mind. You want it removed right now. It's time to pull out this weed. So I want you to picture that you're reaching down, and you take hold of the weed, but don't pull it out yet. As you hold this weed in your hand, ask yourself, what does this weed represent? Why does it bother you? And where did this unwanted hypnotic suggestion come from? If you don't know the answers to these questions yet, it's okay. Just become aware of how you feel. This unwanted suggestion can't hurt you. Remember, this is your garden. Whatever influence that this hypnotic suggestion once had on you is in the past. That's right. Now, as you hold the weed in your hand, grip it firmly. And now, pull this unwanted hypnotic suggestion out from your mind. Start pulling upwards. And as you do, remember the negative feelings that it made you feel. Pull harder, with more force. Be determined to remove it completely. Feel the negative energy leaving you as you dig deeper and pull harder. You're doing good. Keep pulling, and as you dig and pull, hear yourself in your mind saying these words. I remove you from my mind. You have no power over me. I remove you from my life, and you will never trouble me again. Yank out the weed completely. That's it. It's dead. It will never bother you again. Pulling up the entire weed and all its roots from the soil. And you've removed that hypnotic suggestion from your mind. Feel proud of yourself. But we're not done yet. Let's make sure there's no pieces of the root left. The weed's dead. It's over. It's in the past. It no longer affects you. We'll make sure of that. Now, as you take the bottle of weed killer next to you, spray the ground. Notice how you feel. You feel good. You feel free. That unwanted hypnotic suggestion is gone and will never come back. Now still drift in trance, feeling good and perfectly at peace, and drifting deeper and deeper still. You have one more task to complete before you wake. Now that it's completely gone, I want you to pick a good seed that you'll plant to take its place. Maybe a goal that you want to achieve. Hold the seed in your hand. Focus on what it represents. Focus on what that goal is. As you hold the seed, you feel energy coming from it. You know the seed will bring good things to your life. You're ready to plant the seed and have it grow. So now see yourself gently pressing the seed into the soil. At the same time, you can even feel it happening in your mind. You're planting the desire to achieve this goal. Feel it sinking into your mind, sinking into your subconscious, and watering it, and you fertilize it. And from now on, you'll be sure that the seed grows fully and that you achieve your goal. You can already feel the new seed sprouting. You can already feel roots growing and feel this positive energy growing inside.